What in the wide, wide world of sports is going on here?
I don't know what it is, but it's phenomenal.
All right, people, we're going to try something a little different today.
I cannot solve your problem, sir. Only you can.
What, am I missing something?
You want answers? I think I'm entitled.
You want answers?
I want the truth! You can't handle the truth!
Don't mess with the bull, young man. You'll get the horns.
The reality is, humans are humans are humans, and that's never going to end.
No, I do mind. The dude minds. This will not stand.
It's a big, big deal.
Hello. You speak English, sir? Paulo, usted inglés?
60% of the time, it works every time.
I've done the math on this. We've talked about it on this show before.
That's a fact.
You'll learn a little something about yourself.
That's us, dude.
That's why we're radio shows.
That's right.
I don't have to tell you things are bad. Everybody knows things are bad. The dollar buys a nickel's worth. Shopkeepers keep a gun under the counter. Punks are running wild in the street, and there's nobody anywhere who seems to know what to do, and there's no end to it. It's like everything everywhere is going crazy.
I don't want you to protest. I don't want you to riot. I don't want you to write to your congressman because I wouldn't know what to tell you to write. I don't know what to do about inflation and the Russians and the crime in the street. All I know is that first, you've got to get mad.
Let's do this. Discussing issues that matter to you. Finding real answers using logic and reason. KLZ 560 presents Rush to Reason. Now, here is your host, John Rush.
And I'm your host, John Rush, Rush to Reason, KLZ 560. John Rush, Dan Muir, Cassie George. Real quick, before we go to our next guest, also Tuesday nights at Bristlecone Shooting Range, which is tonight.
It is tonight.
Ladies' night.
It's ladies' night.
Ladies shoot for free.
Oh, yeah.
So if you're a lady and you want to shoot, show up.
Yeah, go down there and say, hey, I heard this on Rush to Reason. Is it true that ladies' night, ladies get to shoot for free?
I had a little blurb I was going to tell Jacqueline, but I don't want to sound too corny, but I've never gone to a gun range before. I decided to give it a shot.
Ba-dum-ching. And if you want to hear more great jokes like that, tune in here at 5:30 for the joke off.
That's right. All right, let's go to our next guest. Lowell is going to join us next. Lowell Ponte. Welcome, Lowell. How are you today?
Hey, it's good to be back with you guys. What if I think of myself as a woman? Hey,
well, that works, too. You could probably just show up, and it'd be ladies' night anyways. Yep. Yeah, that's the day and age we live in, Lowell. So, hey, talk to us. And by the way, Lowell's co-author of a number of books, Money, Morality, and the Machine, The Future Looks Like Baltimore, and you're a former futurist for the Pentagon, a consultant think tank there. And talk to us about Antifa, if you would.
Oh, Antifa? Well, it is an organization based on European ideas. It calls itself anarchist. It claims to be anti-fascist, but in fact its behavior is classic fascism. Mm. You know, if you want to speak publicly and you say something we disagree with, we're going to silence you,
yep,
and we'll use violence and intimidation to do it.
Which is essentially everything that they claim to be against is who they are.
Well, but they're doing it, and since they're the elite,
ah,
they have true consciousness and you have false consciousness.
I see. Got it.
It's a classic Marxist critique.
Yeah. You know, you're exactly right. So they just tried to do something, though, actually this last weekend, that failed dismally, did it not?
Oh, they did. In fact, it was going to be... What? It was going to be an attempt to shut down the country, to put tens of thousands of people in the streets, to bring Trump to his knees by a display of public force. And what they got out was at best a smattering of people in most cities. Even in, yep, New York City, they had a tiny little straggling group of protesters who could barely be kept together. And in New York City, I had a friend who used to join all the left-wing demonstrations, which were going on all the time. He had a placard in his room that could be brought out and used in any demonstration. It said simply, shame, exclamation point.
And he would drag that out.
So he's just like a professional protester.
There you go. Yeah.
Or at least the simulation thereof.
Yeah.
One internet commentator gave the reasons why the turnout was so poor on November 4th for the leftists. Mom said I had to be home by dinner. My unicorn was sick. The pepper spray still burns from last time. Mom threw out my ISIS mask. I didn't have any clean Hello Kitty panties to wear. Protesting is too much like work, and most important of all, I'm still waiting for Soros to pay me for the last protest.
Oh, there you go. That's the best one.
That's the money line, right?
Still waiting for my last check.
From Soros.
That's,
yep,
good.
Exactly.
That's a good
now,
one.
Now, understand why they picked that weekend. That was the weekend that in England, every November 5th, they celebrate Guy Fawkes Night. Guy Fawkes was the guy who in 1605 had a failed gunpowder plot to blow up the British Parliament. Now, the movie V for Vendetta, which was released exactly 400 years later in 2005 by the same folks who gave us The Matrix, depicted a future rebel who wore a Guy Fawkes mask, who succeeds in blowing up Parliament, and who inspires a popular uprising that overthrows a British neo-fascist government. What a wonderful dream, a common dream for those ultra-leftists, those postmodern radicals.
Interesting.
But they've already succeeded, you see. For example, who would have thought we'd live in the United States where every year we celebrated the birthday of Vladimir Lenin, the founder of the Soviet Union? And yet we do. Yeah. Every April 22nd, we call it Earth Day.
Yeah.
But the first Earth Day was April 22nd, 1970, the 100th birthday of Lenin. And they have refused to allow anybody to change the date to, say, the third Saturday in April or
right.
something chronological like that.
Right.
So they insist that that date be kept, and so we have a holiday honoring Lenin.
Yeah, good point. We do. I never thought about that. You're right. Exactly. Wow. Okay, so Lowell, how can first of all, we need to introduce you a little bit more properly. How can folks find out more about you? You've sat in my chair for many, many, many times. How do folks find out more about you and what you do?
Oh, wow. Well, you read the books. The books are free. If you would like the current one, you just call a toll-free number to get it. I mean, we'll pay the postage and everything because that's Craig Smith's and my little message from God.
Okay.
We put these things out to enlighten people as to what's really being done to them.
Okay.
Money, Morality, and the Machine, you call 800-630-1492, like your Columbus sailed the ocean blue. Oh, wait, but he's not acceptable.
No, you can't say that anymore. No. Come on now.
Of course you know Lowell.
Well, I use it as a memory device. 800-630-1492.
Okay.
I had thought we were going to talk about things like the NFL protest.
Oh, we can.
We can talk about
it. We can do that. Yeah, we did that a little bit yesterday. And frankly, Lowell, we do, you know, quite often anyways, especially with this being, you know, Bronco town like it is. So, no, we talk about it, you know, pretty frequently, so we can do that. That's fine.
Oh, that's right. OJ's slow white Bronco.
Yeah.
Was your quarterback.
Yep. That's exactly right. Yeah, that was back in the day. What did OJ Simpson and John Elway have in common? They both drive slow white Broncos.
yes.
That was the punchline.
I have a solution to the horrible, and I feel empathy for these players. I want to end the racial inequality in professional sports, as I wrote at American Thinker a few weeks ago. And the way you have to do it, you know, pro sports have a terrible liability, and that is they are one of the few real, absolute meritocracies in America. I mean, the people out on the field are the best players in the world.
Yes.
But we have to undo that. We have to undo it because it turns out that black players are 70% of the NFL, 75% of the NBA. They're there by merit. They earned everything
yes.
they've got. They're not the boss's son-in-law
True.
To get their position.
True.
But the problem is teams don't look like America. And in all these other jobs, we have racial quotas that say you must hire 15% Eskimos and 12% Hispanics
yep.
and so on. And so we need a team that looks like America, which would mean, 74% white, 4% Asian American, 17% Latinos, and of course 53% female. And they would play horrible football.
Oh, yeah, they would. It'd be awful.
It would be wretched to watch, but it would be a team that looked like America.
Well, wouldn't it be the politically correct team that the NFL is looking for?
No.
No, the NFL, not the fans, but
no.
the NFL.
I would say no, because the NFL still wants to make money, and the team that Lowell just described won't bring in a dime.
I don't know, John. I might challenge you on that. With the way they've handled this whole kneeling in front of the flag thing, I'm beginning to think they don't want to make any money.
Oh, trust me. Oh, trust me. They want to make money. They just, and Lowell, you can comment on this, but it's just taking them a little bit to figure out how they're going to get around this and still make money, correct?
Well, it is a challenge for them, no doubt about it. Of course, when they have these protests, there are two different kinds of protesters, I figure, at most of these games. One are the Kaepernicks.
Yes.
Colin Kaepernick, of course, is a radical leftist. He said, for
yep.
example, on August 26th, I am not going to stand up to show pride in a flag for a country that oppresses black people and people of color. And then he proceeded to have a press conference afterward wearing a Fidel Castro T-shirt.
Right.
glorifying Cuba, where 11 million people are held as slaves, and where the white man, Fidel Castro, overthrew a black, Fulgencio Batista. He was mulatto and was a socialist. That's who Castro overthrew.
Yep.
I've been in Cuba doing journalism for the L.A. Times, so I appreciate just what a racist country it really is. I mean, you do not see blacks in positions of real power anywhere in Cuba.
No, that's right.
And so this is who Mr. Kaepernick wants to glorify. The other people are basically Kaepernick imitators in that they saw him get a lot of publicity. They see the cover story in GQ, and they want a piece of that.
Yep, that's exactly
right. The
way to
get attention is to say, forget that flag, forget singing about patriotism, look at me.
Yep.
Look at me. Well, generally they're mediocre players like Kaepernick who aren't going to get looked at for their skill, so they have to find something they'll be looked at. As to the national anthem, in California, the NAACP now wants to banish it because its third stanza that nobody ever sings refers to the hireling and slave and hence is racist. Well, historian Ned Barnett said that they're referring in that to Hessians, to Germans who were hired by the British to fight, and often by money paid to their prince, so they didn't even have a say in it. They were slaves, in effect, fighting for the British. That's who the song was about in that reference. The Marseillaise, the French national anthem, has much the same thing. But our national anthem does have two really great qualities. Number one, what other country has a national anthem that you could get arrested at your local airport if you sang?
Good point.
I mean, as soon as you start singing about bombs bursting in air and rockets red glare, you're going to be handcuffed and hauled
away.
Good
point. Yes, well said.
Happy on that one, Lowell.
Well said.
I was thinking, why would you get arrested?
Well,
yeah, you're spot on.
Yeah, because
that
thing
TSA guy has no sense of humor.
It,
that's for darn sure.
No.
Hey, it's the only national anthem, too, that begins and ends with a question. And it asks every American to think as they sing it, do we still live? Does the flag still wave or the land of the free and the home of the brave? Answer, no.
Yeah.
But it makes you think about it.
Yeah, amen. Very well said.
And I think that's a great question for people to be asking. Now, there are four alternative national anthems, and they each have their own pluses and minuses.
Let's hear it.
There's America the Beautiful.
Yes.
America the Beautiful, a great anthem. The only challenge is that leftists would doubtless, the godless leftists would not like, is that it refers to God in every stanza.
Right.
Of course, it's also a naturally oriented agrarian anthem about fruited plains and grains and so on. So Thomas Jefferson would like it. He hated cities and loved the agrarian side of America. So that would be a good one for it. Then there's Irving Berlin's God Bless America, which is nice, but it also mentions God. Well, we can't have that.
No.
Then there's America, my country, tis of thee.
Right.
Well, it didn't mention God at all, but that isn't its real liability. Its real liability is it's sung to the same tune as God Save the Queen.
True.
Of the British Empire. We were supposed to be independent of them. How can we have our national anthem sound like theirs? And then, of course, there's the national anthem that the left really loves. This land is your land.
Oh, yeah.
Eddie Guthrie. Often referred to by leftists as, your land is my land.
Right.
That's what it comes down
That's
to.
That's right.
It's against property.
That's right.
National anthem right there.
That's right.
Yeah, and Woody Guthrie, in fact, used to joke that he carried a Communist Party membership card. He apparently never did, but he was a fellow traveler. I mean, he was very close to their ideology. And so, if we had a Woody Guthrie nation, we'd probably have a national anthem without a nation. At least a nation that our founders would recognize.
Yeah, good point.
So it would be a very different place. Now, Francis Scott Key, who wrote the current national anthem, was a very interesting guy. His sister was married to Roger Taney, who would later, as U.S. Chief Justice, write the notorious Dred Scott decision. Key's grandson, journalist Frank Key Howard, would be imprisoned by Abraham Lincoln for criticizing the president. Howard would be locked up, ironically, in the same Fort McHenry about whose stand against the British the anthem was written. And by the way, a distant relative of F. Scott Fitzgerald, of Francis Scott Key's, was novelist F. Scott Fitzgerald, who also did a lot of his writing in Maryland. So there are these strange connections that come down to us through the ages. Those are the logical national anthems. You could throw in, too, Lee Greenwood's God Bless the USA. Yes. It also mentions God.
Yes, that wouldn't work either.
And Minnesota.
And Minnesota.
Yeah. Just thought I'd throw
it. So it wouldn't work either.
What?
Because of that. Lowell, good stuff. Lowell Ponte, we really appreciate you joining us. Again, you can find his work at sandypundits.com. And real quick, Lowell, one more time, that 1-800 number folks can get a free book at. What is that number again?
Absolutely free and postpaid, 800-630-1492. Thanks, guys.
You bet, Lowell. Thank you very much. Really appreciate you joining us. We'll come right back. Affordable Interest Mortgage is up next, 720-895-0500. Give Kurt a call today, my mortgage broker. He can be yours as well. He'd love to take care of you. Mention Rush to Reason, 720-895-0500.
Affordable Interest Mortgage still has rates in the mid-threes. Do that upgrade that you've been putting off, or pay off that high interest rate debt, or just get ready for the holidays. Purchase your next home with only 2% down and no mortgage insurance. Take aim. Affordable Interest Mortgage. 720-895-0500. We all know rates are going to go up, so why keep putting it off when you can borrow money in the threes? Do you know paying mortgage insurance is like adding 1.5% to your current rate without the tax deduction? Why? Take aim, 720-895-0500. Call now and find out how to pay off your home faster, save over $100,000 in excess interest that you get to keep, all without changing one penny of your spending habits. Take aim, 720-895-0500. VA loans to 100% with cash out in the low threes. We've been serving Colorado since 2001, where it's all about you is not just our motto, it's who we are. Get the respect you deserve. Affordable Interest Mortgage, 720-895-0500. NMLS 298191, regulated by DORA, Equal Credit Lender.
Group Insurance Analyst, Colorado's insurance superstore since 1984. Business, home, health, auto, Medicare, life, dental, and more. Compare and shop for all your insurance needs. Call today, 303-423-0162. That's 303-423-0162.
Putting reason into your afternoon drive. This is John Rush.
All right, Rush to Reason, Denver's Afternoon Rush, KLZ 560. So real quick, I want to talk about something, but before that, I was going to do this yesterday, didn't get a chance to. So I do learn things on Facebook occasionally, Dan. So yesterday, I'm perusing through and looking for stories and different things, and up pops somebody that I hadn't seen for, I don't know, a few years probably, maybe a year, I guess. And this particular individual is somebody that I used to coach a little bit business-wise, and we would talk, and anyways, there was a connection there, okay? And a guy that I've known for a while, a Christian guy that I've known for a while, and was active in his church and so on. So I'm looking yesterday, and all of a sudden it shows, congratulations, you're married. And I'm like, well,
who's married?
Thought you already were, this guy.
Oh.
And he was married with kids prior. And I'm like, well, she die? What happened? What's going on? And I don't want to give out too many names, so I don't want to throw anybody under the bus. But as I'm reading it, I'm like, well, this is too odd. So, you know, the inquisitive side wants to know. Inquiring minds want to know. So, you know, I'm snooping around, and I'm looking at Facebook pages, and I'm going to the wife's, you know, the whatever, the old wife thing. Well, maybe she died. That's the first thing I thought. I was, well, maybe she died. So I go and I look, like, no, she's alive and well. Well, I get to looking a little further, and I'm guessing, I don't know this for a fact, but just from all of the data that I researched out, looks like the wife is now gay and he got remarried. That's all I could extrapolate out of that particular endeavor that I was looking at. That's what I was saying to myself. I'm like, you really? Honestly? Really? You got to be kidding me.
Is that, now, I don't want to get mean or personal here, but is that almost like the ultimate insult to a guy?
Pretty much. I asked my wife that.
Yeah.
She's like, I don't know. You'd have to answer that. I'm like, it is. Yeah.
I think it would be.
Yeah, it would be. I'd rather see you leave for another man than another woman.
Yeah. Just like, really?
I can compete with another man. I can't compete with a woman.
No, not at all. And you will never compete with a woman.
No.
Ever.
It just can't happen.
No.
No matter what you do, you can't do it.
No.
Anyways, I mean, the things you learn on Facebook, that's all I'm going to say. I'm like, really? Boy, you learn a lot. Now, it's not like it was out in public, but you had to do a little scouring around to find
it.
But it didn't take me long to figure it out.
And then she's with her girlfriend all the time.
Yeah, when it's got those two and these love pictures all around them, it's like, well, that's pretty self-explanatory.
That would do it.
Honey, I'm leaving you.
Yeah, so it's a good thing you research. Go, hey, how are things with the wife? I haven't seen you guys in a long time. Hey, what's going on?
Man, not so great.
Not so great.
Yeah.
Hey, I saw your wife the other day kissing another chick. What's up with that?
Yeah, anyways, the things you learn on Facebook. Like a Utah parent who wants school to change the Phoenix mascot because it sounds like penis. Yes, I just said that.
You did. I can't believe it.
The entire story is not a joke, though it perhaps it should be. That's just an important warning before going into the actual facts of the matter. In Utah, newly built Farmington High School in the Davis School District, which won't open until the 2018-2019 school year, has chosen to play as the Phoenix. It's a relatively unique mascot and an inspired one for a state that has both mountains and deserts. It's certainly more creative than calling the team the Wildcats. Better yet, it was chosen by area children. Good choice, kids. Yet one parent is deeply upset with Farmington's choice to become the Phoenix. For the bizarre reason, he thinks Phoenix, or more appropriately, one of the acceptable plural versions of the word, sounds too much like penis. This is no joke, by the way.
I don't know. There's a bunch of people in Arizona that would probably argue this whole thing.
A guy named Kyle Fronten started a change.org petition to support his cause. Nearly 3,000 people have signed on to Fronten's petition to change the mascot. The justification for his movement, if you can call it that, I looked on Google, and a couple of hits down, I saw that the plural of Phoenix was either Phoenixes or Phoenixes.
Careful how you say that, John. Careful.
Fronten said, I have no interest in my daughter or my son playing sports and getting referred to as something like a penis. Alrighty then.
I have no comment.
None?
No. Did they have a picture of the mascot?
There's no picture of the mascot other than I would guess the Phoenix would be the Phoenix as in the Phoenix.
Well, I heard their first game was going to be against the Trojans.
Dan. I didn't say that. Dan did. Wasn't there a movie called The Flight of the Phoenix?
Well, yeah. I mean, you know, that's a Jimmy Stewart movie. It's a great movie.
Yeah, it's a bird that rose up out of the flames.
It's a really cool symbol. I don't really know what the big deal is.
Because this guy's an idiot. That's the big deal. He's a knucklehead.
And why did you guys get upset with this just for saying the Trojans? Isn't there a school in California that's called the Trojans?
Yes. There's actually the Charlie's high school was the Troy Trojans.
And Charlie was embarrassed every time they said that.
No, back then it wasn't bad. It's not bad today. It's the Trojans. Isn't it USC? Aren't they the Trojans? USC? We just played them. Colorado just played them last weekend.
Yeah, and lost.
Saturday and lost. Got our butts whooped. Yeah, but anyways, lost. That's another day. Another story, another day.
This flight, is all to do about nothing.
The Flight of the Phoenix. Now,
it's a
just
great to, movie,
yeah,
the
just
of the
by the way, as a side note, who in their right mind would ever, in a normal, common, ordinary day, ever think that the name Phoenix sounded like something else?
I don't know. Like I said, there must be a bunch of people in Arizona that want to change the name of their city, which I better not mention the name of.
Maybe they all have dirty minds, Charlie said.
They might.
I think this guy's got a dirty mind. Perverted old man.
But this is kind of ridiculous, don't you
think? It's very ridiculous. But the dumb thing is there's 3,000 people that have signed on to this thing.
Yeah, there are 3,000 people that signed on to anything.
Well, that's true.
You know, we don't even know if these 3,000 people are actually from there.
They probably aren't.
They could be just people just signing up.
Just random. They're out there. Change.org.
Hey, I changed the name.
Yeah, that sounds right. Yeah, we don't want the name Phoenix on there. Maybe it's the other teams around there that don't want that name.
That could be.
Maybe it's a good name. They don't want that name.
Could be.
All right, we'll come right back. Colorado Wellness Dentistry is coming up next. Now, they do not only Newcom, but they will... Gosh, Dan, what does Dr. Olson not do when it comes to dentistry?
He does everything. You know, the coolest thing over there is his laser technology. I had that done when I had a tooth pulled, and it healed up almost like instantly.
I'm confused. What is it?
His laser technology. So what they did is that before I had a tooth, I had a really bad tooth.
Okay.
So I went in, and he lasered the tooth, the area around the tooth.
Okay.
Then I went over to the surgeon that's right across the street.
Okay.
Had it pulled, then I came right back, and then he treated the new area that was just pulled with the laser again, and it healed up like in a day. I mean, it was amazing. Absolutely amazing. I mean, Dr. Olson is cutting edge when it comes to this stuff.
No, he really is. Last time I was in, when I went to get an x-ray, Normally, you know, you bite down, take a picture, bite down, take a picture, all this nonsense. You know what I did there?
Tastes really good, too, when you bite down.
Oh, it's terrible. It's awful. You know what I did there? Huh. Walked over to this machine, got situated, got my chin on this kind of this little stirrup thing, got everything all situated, and she's like, okay, hang tight. And it's done.
Yeah.
Whole 3D of my entire face.
That's a cool thing, isn't it?
All at once. Done. That was it.
Yeah, and then when you look at it, it's pretty cool.
It's really cool. Shows a lot of things going on in your mouth. Anyways, cutting-edge technology, they've got it all. NuCom, you name it. ColoradoWellnessDentistry.com, 303-953-4812. Tell them Rush to Reason sent you.
AAA Solar is looking for retirees who want to earn extra income while setting your own work schedule. You won't need to climb on roofs or install solar panels, but you can earn as much as $50 per hour helping people make an educated decision about going green by meeting with prospects in their home or our office. No previous sales or solar experience needed, as AAA Solar has an excellent training program to help you succeed. Call AAA Solar today at 303-975-4908 and ask about the job opening you heard on KLZ. 303-975-4908.
Welcome to Save Our Soldiers, an ongoing feature from the Crawford family and Crawford Broadcasting to inform veterans about opportunities and assistance programs in their area.
MakeTheConnection.net, a nationwide online community, connects veterans, their families and friends, and other supporters with resources and solutions for addressing the issues veterans face every day. For veterans, when you experience PTSD or other mental trauma, you will find someone who can keep you grounded and reassure you that you are not alone. For families, when your spouse struggles with depression and substance abuse after returning to civilian life, you'll find the words to start a conversation about seeking treatment. For supporters, when you've been in their shoes and know that sharing your story will help, you can reach out to individuals who will benefit from hearing how you conquered your own challenges. All you have to do is make that connection at MakeTheConnection.net.
Brian Murphy of Front Range Mortgage joins KLZ in supporting, saluting, and applauding U.S. veterans. For links to anything you've heard on SOS, visit 560thesource.com.
Stay up to date with Rush to Reason after the show on Twitter at Rush to Reason and on Facebook.com/Rush to Reason.
All right, Rush to Reason, Denver's Afternoon Rush, KLZ 560. Dan Muir, Cassie George, and our next guest joining us now, I believe, is Dr. Elizabeth Vliet. Make sure I'm saying that correctly. Dr. Elizabeth, welcome. How are you today?
Well, I'm good, and you did say it correctly. Very good.
Imagine that. I have a little help.
Amazing.
It helps to have a great engineer in there, you know, working for us. So,
point for John.
You are a leader in patient-centered, individualized medical care, I should say, and since 86 has practiced as a medicine independent of insurance contracts, which means you do what the patient wants, not what the insurance company wants. Am I saying that right?
Absolutely. Well, I do what's medically appropriate for the patient.
There we go.
And usually what the patient wants and needs. Sometimes a patient may want something that is not ethical or appropriate, and I don't do that, but
okay.
I advocate for the patients, and I'm not answering to the third-party people that are just the bean counters trying to save money and not give the patient what they need.
Now, we had a dentist that we just ran a commercial for a moment ago, Dr. Steven Olson here in Colorado, that does his dentist practice the exact same way you do your medical practice.
Great. That we should just get all the third parties out of the relationship.
Yep.
Patients pay cash and they save money because then doctors won't have all these billing staffs.
Yep.
And not only that, they get better care, faster care, and it's tailored to what they need.
That's exactly right. And you and him are on exactly the same page. So we've had that conversation here many, many times. Talk to us about, though, politicians and the fact that we need some transparency there when it comes to whether or not they're really fit for office or not.
Well, you know, it ties in with what your lead-in was, because if we're really doing what's best for the patients, then doctors are held to the standard of if you have a mental impairment, or whether it's emotional or psychological, or whether it's cognitive due to Alzheimer's or a brain cancer that affects your judgment and ability, or you simply can't perform the duties to be a physician and take care of the patients the way you're supposed to, then we are required to report that to our licensing boards, and our license may be suspended or it may be put on a medical leave until we're evaluated to return. Airline pilots have the same stipulation.
Yes.
They have, I mean, you don't want your airline pilot flying if he has dementia.
Right. That's exactly right.
And you don't want your doctor taking care of you if he has dementia. And yet Congress has a pharmacy on Capitol Hill that had an article October 11th talking about the fact that the pharmacy is delivering medicines every day to Congress for very serious illnesses, including the medicine for Alzheimer's disease. And these people are making decisions that affect our lives,
yep,
just like doctors and airline pilots do.
And in a lot of cases, Dr. Vliet, they're actually making choices for a lot of us as Americans that are even more detrimental than what the airline pilot would be doing.
Absolutely, absolutely. And in fact, unlike an airline pilot who would like to get out of that flight alive most of the time,
yes,
members of Congress will make decisions that affect their financial gain and
that's
their
right
pocketbook. I mean, we've seen spades lately, and will not do what's in the best interest of the people they represent.
Yep.
And
that's exactly
it's
right.
It's just staggering. And when I saw that about the article from the pharmacy talking openly about the fact that they're delivering medicines for Alzheimer's disease, it fit with some of my observations of abnormal behaviors and speech patterns and abnormal movements and
yep
walking ability among members of Congress. I mean, the noticeable ones were Hillary Clinton and her abnormal facial tics during the last campaign,
right,
her forgetting words and her falling and needing support. Nancy Pelosi can't get through an interview without stumbling over words or what day it is or who's the president. And we see the same thing. John McCain announced that he has a brain tumor, but he didn't step down. And where it's located and the seriousness of it can affect judgment and personality and behavior, and we've seen that.
Yeah, real quick along those lines, so I want to make sure that we throw this in there because we had a conversation last week about some of the new DOT regulations coming down the pike for truckers. John McCain, you could tell me if I'm correct or not, but I doubt very seriously if John McCain could pass a physical to drive a commercial truck, yet he's making decisions on all of us and how it'll affect our lives on a daily basis.
I think you're exactly right, and I agree with you. I was using that analogy as well. I mean, police officers undergo random drug screenings. They have the internal investigation boards. Truckers have drug screenings and physical exams,
yep,
and tests of coordination and concentration and focus. Every member of Congress should have to have the same standard applied to them as these other groups.
Agree.
Where people's lives are at stake.
Yep.
And it just, I really realized just how serious it is when I saw some of the observable abnormal characteristics. And I can't make a diagnosis without examining the patient. But you don't need medical training to see that Nancy Pelosi can't speak normally and can't get her words out and can't remember the date and can't remember who's president.
Yep.
Or that John McCain gets confused, or that his temperament is all over the place and he changes his position 180 degrees. He's not consistent. And these kinds of abnormalities in cognitive function are indicative of people with early brain damage that can lead to dementia, or it can be the result of a malignant brain tumor or another illness.
Well, here's something I learned yesterday that really backs up what you're saying, is that we have the oldest Congress ever in the history of our country.
You're kidding me.
I'm not surprised, because the life expectancy has increased.
Yes.
And many of these people have been in there for 30 and 40 years.
Yeah, some of them since 1963.
Yeah, it's ridiculous. Wow. But no, seriously.
You know,
okay, now, real quick, though.
And that includes the Senate, so the oldest Congress in the history of the country.
Okay, so real quick, Dr. Vliet, too, part of what brought some of this up, I'm guessing, is we've also got those running around talking about how, quote-unquote, insane our president is, and the fact that he's not fit to serve, and yet I don't see him slurring words or forgetting things or talking in code at times like some of these other folks do. And to my knowledge, I don't know this for a fact, but to my knowledge, he's not on this prescription habit that some of these other folks are on.
Well, not only that, President Trump is one of the few presidents in my adult life that has been abstinent from alcohol and tobacco his whole life.
Yes.
So he doesn't even have the social alcohol intake that most people in Congress have that can impair their judgment. And you've certainly seen lots of pictures taken on press planes with Hillary Clinton,
yes,
who looks totally drunk.
Yes.
So I think,
great point.
I think it really is unfortunate that they keep calling President Trump insane when that is absolutely, there's no evidence of that. I'm formally trained in the field. You don't see any of those behaviors, those speaking patterns, thought disorders, lack of concentration and focus. If anything, he's probably one of the most focused and most concentrating patients in terms of his intellectual ability,
yep,
of any I've seen in my adult life.
Yeah, but yeah, we know that this is what the left does. I mean, you know, we know that Ronald Reagan had problems towards the end of his presidency, but he was just fine at the beginning of it.
Right.
And right away, as soon as he got in, they went after him. He's too old. He's dumb. He can't remember anything. You know, it's just always character assassination when it comes to the left on what they do to the, especially the president that's on the right.
Yeah, and the reality, and I agree with you, Dr. Vliet. I mean, when you talked about Donald Trump, and I knew what you said a moment ago. I hadn't really thought about that. The fact that he's neither smoked nor drank his entire life. And I'm not saying that folks that do are any less capable of being president than he is. That's not what I'm saying. But when you look at that factor and you look at his age and you look at how he looks and you look at how much he sleeps and what he does and all the things he's able to accomplish at his age, you got to believe he's in pretty decent health. Otherwise, he wouldn't be doing it.
Well, exactly. He runs circles around people that are 10 years younger than he is,
right,
in Congress.
Right. In fact, I would venture to guess, Dr. Vliet, we could even lower that down or probably go 15 to 20 years younger. I mean, the guy does really, really well at his age. And I'm one, and I'll just tell you, we were talking about this the other day, just as a side note. I'm not trying to throw anybody under the bus, but I, like Donald Trump, never smoked, never drank, still don't drink to this day. And I can tell you what, I can go on Facebook and I can look at pictures of individuals, people that I went to high school with and hung around as I was younger, that I know did, in fact, you know did, because you can see on Facebook that they still do. And the fact of the matter is, and I'm not exaggerating, I look 10 years younger than all my friends back in high school.
Oh, you're exactly right. If you live healthy lifestyle, don't drink, don't smoke, exercise, and take care of yourself, literally 10 to 15 to 20 years looking younger, and your biological markers will also be younger than your chronological age.
Interesting. I didn't know that.
Medical fact.
I did not know that. So in your honest medical opinion, and granted you have not examined the president, nor do I think anybody should, because frankly I think he's as sane as anybody. I think he's saner than anybody else we've had in there for quite some time. But in your honest medical opinion, he's fine.
Certainly by all of the observable characteristics, he is consistent in his messaging. You know, I went back, because I was really trying to decide to whom had the honor of getting my one vote for this election. And I went back and I studied some of his interviews from the 1980s. And I wasn't thinking that Donald Trump was all that serious when he announced he was running. And I went back and listened to his interviews, and I knew that he was absolutely on target. I live 80 miles from the border with Mexico. I know exactly what the border issues are. In reality, that isn't being discussed, wasn't being discussed. So I knew he was correct on all that he was presenting when he first announced and was beginning the campaign. And talking about the immigration and the border wall, I knew how desperately we needed that. But in his interviews in the past, some with Oprah Winfrey that went back to the 1980s, he was talking about the trade problems with China back then.
True.
And saying our politicians were selling out America.
Yeah.
Exactly the message he gave in China on this last tour.
Very true. No, very, very true. Good, good stuff. Dr. Elizabeth, we appreciate it. Love to have you back. So we'll get Ann in touch with you.
I'm happy to do it.
We'll get you back on. That's awesome. Good, good stuff. Keep up the great work. We appreciate it very much.
Okay, thanks a lot.
You're very welcome. Thank you. Good stuff.
Yeah, unfortunately, I look 15, 20 years older than all my classmates.
No, you don't either.
It's terrible.
No, you don't.
Do you really? Thanks, John.
You don't look
thanks,
that.
I appreciate it.
You don't look that old,
Dan. Do you really, Dan?
Dan, you don't look a day over 52.
Thanks.
Just kidding. All right, we'll come right back. Don't go anywhere. This is Rush to Reason, Front Range Mortgage, coming up next. If you would like a mortgage on your home, but you've got some things that need fixed up, like maybe grandma's handyman needs to get involved.
Oh, yeah.
Let's just say Front Range can make all that work. They can put it into one mortgage, get grandma's handyman paid off, and get your home fixed up all in one fell swoop. 303-500-1900. Give Brian a call today and tell him Rush to Reason sent you.
Brian Murphy here with another mortgage solution that may help you or a loved one. Many Colorado homeowners have recently been stopped from completing a refinance as their home was discovered to have items in need of repair. Most lenders will stop these loans from closing unless the homeowners pay thousands in home repairs out of their own pocket before they're allowed to close the loan. This is a terrible catch-22 as most people can't afford these home repairs until after the loan closes. We have a solution. At Front Range Mortgage, we have a rare mortgage program that can allow you to complete your refinance even if your home has known items in need of repair, allowing you to complete these repairs after you close using the loan proceeds. If your home has items in need of repair, or if you've already been turned down by another lender, call me and my local team for a painless 5-minute conversation to get you closed your home as is and get you the money you need to repair and renovate your home. Our number, 303-500-1900. That's 303-500-1900, or visit frontrangemortgage.com.
NMLS number 378844, regulated by the Division of Real Estate.
Are you buying your first home, or are you right-sizing or downsizing for lower maintenance or a lock-and-leave lifestyle? This is Pamela Meyer of Denver Home Navigators with Keller Williams. I can help you discover and reach those goals. This is more than just real estate. It's about your life and your dreams. Call me today for your free consultation at 303-506-0106.
Now back to Rush to Reason on KLZ 560.
All right, I got to squeeze a little fun in here before our next guest, then we'll get to the real fun time at 5:30 when we do or maybe 5:15, the dad jokes.
Oh, now you're changing the time, are you?
Well, it's scheduled for 5:30, but if we get a little more time than that, we'll squeeze it in a little early. Now, in honor of that, I found a video last night that I was thinking of Dan the entire time I was watching this, because this is like every guy at Home Depot except John Rush. Because I could actually move you around Home Depot and help you with pretty much whatever you want and show you where the stuff is.
Have you ever like walked into Home Depot and thought, man, if I could just organize this store this way?
I've actually walked into Home Depot and people have asked me where things are. And that's not a joke. And I've directed them on where things are because I usually know. Yeah, go look on aisle such and such about here and there's the stuff.
Well, you know where the broomsticks are.
Pretty much.
Okay.
Yeah, and certain ladies drive those. Actually ride them, not drive them.
They ride them.
They ride them.
It's their car.
Yeah. Uh-huh. They zoom around on them.
It's their primary form of transportation.
It is. Okay, so here we go. This is every guy at Home Depot just for Dan. Ready? Here we go.
I think I'm just going to redo my entire bathroom this afternoon.
You have any experience?
Last week I put in a shower curtain rod, so I think I'm fine.
Hey, I was just looking to redo my bathroom.
Sir, this is electrical.
Yeah, no, I knew that. I knew that. I was just checking here first, just to make sure.
Piping, you know what? I don't think we do this part. It's kind of like a call before you dig type program. Yeah, the city comes out for this.
Oh, I love these lights here for like above the mirror or something.
Those
like
are landscaping
that.
Lights.
Oh, no, yeah, no, you're right. No, yeah. I meant when you look out the window, but when you see it outside.
I'll tell you what I don't need is a.
Oh.
Oh, no.
It's buffering. Dan, what happened? It's buffering.
No.
Our internet connection. What's going on?
Not on live radio. Come on.
Let me back it up. Let me see if it'll quit buffering. Or hang on. Let me go to a different connection. Give me a minute. I'll get a different connection going here. Hold on.
It's still buffering.
The window, but when you see it outside. I'll tell you what I don't need is a.
And it's still buffering.
Oh.
Maybe it's YouTube. Is it us? Is it YouTube? What is it, Dan? Is yours working? Is it me? Is it my connection?
It says I have internet access. What the heck?
It says I have internet access, too, but it's buffering.
Oh.
It won't load.
Okay,
let's try it now. You ready? Let's try it now.
So you know what I'm saying? I just got all... I need a bigger one because mine's just so full of
tools and stuff back at my
toolbox
shop. I'm redoing my bathroom today. I'm probably going to need one of these, right?
That's a weed whacker.
Okay, yeah, no, I got... Maybe we should put a grill in the bathroom. Dude, we got to get a new mailbox. Now that I think about it, I do need a new lawnmower. Oh, perfect. I think we want this door.
That's an exterior door.
Okay.
You more of a DeWalt or a Craftsman guy?
I literally have no idea what that means.
Neither.
Yeah, I'm looking for a 5/8.
5/8 what?
I don't know. Everyone just keeps saying fractions around here. I have no idea. No, I don't think I need any help. I'm just redoing my bathroom this afternoon.
What type of supplies are you gonna need?
I don't know. Wood, hammer, nails.
What kind of wood are you looking for?
How many kinds of wood could there be? Oh, these look good for sinks.
Sir, that's a kitchen sink.
Okay, no, yeah, no, that's what I meant. I'll put a kitchen sink in my bathroom, so what?
You have a 2x4?
What? No, my car's all-wheel drive. I don't even know what half of these tools are for. Excuse me, you want me to put lead bulbs in my bathroom?
LED.
That is so harmful for LED. Okay, got it. Actually, you know what? I'm a guy. I don't even need a bathroom, okay? I'll just go outside. Actually, you know what? Give me one of these orange buckets. I'll just use this.
Just give me the orange bucket. Just give me the orange bucket.
Oh, that is great.
Yeah, that's not me at Home Depot.
Did he follow me around at Home Depot one time?
I think he did. By the way, are you a Craftsman or a DeWalt? It's not DeWalt, by the way. It's DeWalt. Are you a DeWalt or a Craftsman guy?
Me?
Yeah.
Whatever's the cheapest.
I'm neither.
What do you like?
Makita.
Of course, you know, back in the day, my grandpa sold Snap-on.
Oh, I love snow.
Snap-on's great stuff.
Yeah.
I mean, it really is.
Oh, it's
at least
the best.
I know that.
And when it comes to automotive technicians, it is the best of the best of the best, yes.
Can't beat Snap-on.
And yes, I own quite a few.
Yes, you do.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
And they're expensive.
Wow.
Yeah, so first set of screwdrivers I ever bought was a set of Snap-on screwdrivers back in about 1976, probably. And back then, this is no joke, back then a set of screwdrivers cost about $38.
Wow.
Which was a lot
of
money.
A lot of money back in the 70s. And that's a ton of money.
Today they're probably $200.
Wow.
Now, I say all that to say Grandma's Handyman's coming up next.
Hey, there you go.
So if you're the guy at Home Depot walking up and down the aisle saying, "What is all this stuff? What do I do with all this stuff?" You call Grandma's Handyman.
Absolutely.
We make it really easy, right?
Yeah, exactly.
So, you were going to say something that we should say about Grandma's, right?
Well, I was going to say, even if you're John Rush, but maybe you don't have the time, it's time to call Grandma's
Handyman. And by the way, that happens a lot.
Yeah, it does.
So, you could be somebody that knows all of this stuff, and you just don't have time to do it. Call Grandma's Handyman. 303-693-3003. All bonded and insured, working up and down the entire Front Range. 10% discount for seniors, 1-year warranty on every job. Call them now and tell them Rush to Reason sent you.
For the past 13 years, Grandma's Handyman Service has been helping Coloradan seniors do all the little jobs that need to get done. Grandma's Handyman has always been in the business of helping seniors just like you. We even still offer a 10% senior discount on labor off our already affordable prices. Don't leave your projects undone for another day. Grandma's Handyman is here to help you. Call to set up an appointment at 303-693-3003. That's 303-693-3003. 3003, or find us online at grandmashandyman.com.
Stay up to date with Rush to Reason after the show on Twitter at Rush to Reason and on Facebook.com/Rush to Reason.
All right, Rush to Reason, Denver's Afternoon Rush, KLZ 560. Yeah, you know, we make fun of people that can't do their own work around the house. I shouldn't do that because sometimes it's just a matter of time.
Well, it's a matter of time, and, you know, I hate to say this, but we're getting into now where there's a lot of people that were brought up by single moms.
Single moms, and even,
don't
you know,
have dad, they didn't have a dad around to teach them how to do this.
Single
kind of
moms
stuff.
Are dads that weren't around, and just, you know, I know guys, by the way, no offense here, I know guys my age who grew up in homes where dad, just because of the way they grew up, just called the repairman. Well, they never were taught how to do it.
No, but that's exactly what my dad did because he didn't have time. He was running businesses and all that kind of stuff. It was like he was broke, called the repairman.
I mean, I was pretty unique in the fact that my dad fixed everything. I mean,
let me ask you this. How long did you have to wait sometimes for things to get fixed?
Oh, not that long.
Okay.
My dad's one of those
guys. So he had time that he could go in and
do it. He just did it. You know, it might have been midnight, but it got done.
It got done.
That's my dad. Yeah, so
yeah, that is your dad.
Yeah, so I mean, we just figured it out and got it. Now, you know, if it was a bigger project, no. But if it was like a leaky faucet or something like that, yeah, it got fixed right away. It wasn't like 5 days later that it got fixed. It was like, you know, that night it got fixed. Yeah, I can't remember growing up running around the house with a bunch of stuff broken like you typically would see in in some people's houses. That was not my dad's house. That's not my house.
He just kept it. No, I know that. And I believe that with your dad, too.
Yeah, no, and I'm a guy that I, you know, if something's not right, let's make it right, because I can't stand being around it when it's not right. What are you laughing at?
It was like that OCD picture I showed you yesterday.
Pretty
the
much.
Leaning Tower of Pizza. Pizza, which way does it go? But does it, the frame?
I've seen the Leaning Tower of Pizza.
Did you try straightening it out?
I was pushing on it, trying to get it to go back up. Didn't work.
Somehow, I really believe that. There's John with his Terex crane trying to straighten that baby out.
Yeah, I am just one of those guys that was, you know, and I have mechanical ability, no doubt about it. Not, by the way, not everybody's blessed with mechanical ability. Some just aren't.
Well, this is true. You know, as a matter of fact, I called Jeff Kitty today, and I told him that I actually changed the light bulb in my car.
Did he give you a round of
he
applause?
He couldn't believe it.
Got it.
He was totally impressed that I could actually do that.
Yeah, mechanical ability is something that I believe it's in the brain. It's a matter of how you're born. Some people are more mechanically inclined than others. So some folks walk into Home Depot, know exactly where they want to go, what they need to do, what they need to get. My biggest frustration at Home Depot is when I know more than the guy that's trying to wait on me. That's my wife. That's when I get frustrated. When I know what I want and I can't find it and the guy I'm talking to has no clue what I'm talking about, that's my frustration. It's like, I know it's in this store someplace. Find it for me, and they can't. That bugs me.
Yeah, they don't know what it is.
In a lot of cases, I've looked it up ahead of time. I already know it's in the store, and they can't find it. It happened to me the other day. Bugged me.
You ever just show them the picture of it and say, yeah. I want this?
The other day, I found it on my phone. I'm like, it shows it in stock right here. Find it. They couldn't. Drove me nuts.
I know. I hate that when that happens when I go to Taco Bell and I order French fries.
Jeez. And it's not there?
They don't have it there because
it's racist.
Because I know. That's right. Because I know Taco Bell has French fries.
They're all racist. That's
right.
Why.
Every fast food place has French fries.
All right. John Matthews is going to join us next. We're going to talk about church safety when it comes to shooting and things along those lines. So that's coming up next. Don't go anywhere. Third hour, Rush to Reason, Denver's Afternoon Rush, KLZ 560.